jail at one point.
Oh, they were, yeah.
One person told me that people would actually go into town and they would change their aprons. Does that ring a bell with you at all? Do you remember
that? Well, I don't think so. I mean, I can't. Okay. When Grandma went to town, I think she... I don't know. Okay. I suppose she just took her apron off and left it at home.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe this guy was pulling my leg. I don't know.
I really don't.
He could have been. He was kind of a joker.
Yeah, well, I'd say he was pulling your leg.
Okay. Do you, do men, maybe women too, have something that they might pull out of their coat and blow their nose with it, made out of white material?
Handkerchief?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that something you see much?
Yeah, men do. And then they had bandanas. Uh-huh. Of course, they use those mostly as around their neck, but they've had bandanas to just blow their nose onto.
Well, the difference between, what would the difference between a handkerchief and a bandana be? The color?
Color.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A bandana was probably smaller than the ones they wore around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a colored
material. Like red or something.
Oh, red or green or orange.
Maybe blue. I think I've seen some blue ones
too. Blue, yeah.
White. They have a design on them.
Yeah.
A
lot of time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to ask you about food, and that just reminds me, Ruth offered me some bread and I didn't take it.
Oh,
whoops. Ruth. Yeah, she's like, take some bread with you, and I said, okay, and I forgot it. Let me ask you about some food. Do people grow gardens up here at all?
Well, they have to grow something that grows fast.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbor has potatoes.
Really?
They come out about like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has carrots, and he has peas. An early bean if he plants them early enough.
Mm-hmm.
But our growing season is so short.
I bet it is.
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of underground. They're absurd.
And then he has small heads of lettuce.
Oh.
Well, he has good leaf lettuce.
Really?
Once in a while it'll form into heads of lettuce if he lets it stay long enough.
Do you know what kind of potatoes those are that he grows? By any chance?
Russet, I think he said.
Can you grow tomatoes up here at all?
Not long enough season.
Yeah.
I went down this summer and bought a tomato plant down in Buena Vista.
Uh-huh.
And it was already this big. Out of it, I got about 4 tomatoes. It wasn't worth it.
No. Do you know of people who do maybe grow them in their house and set them out maybe for a month or something? Is that?
No, I don't think so.
People don't even do that. Huh? Uh-huh. Okay. Can corn grow up here at all?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do people get corn at the store and then eat it right off the cob up here? What is that called when they do that?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Do you hear roasting ears too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What do they call the thing that, the green that grows on the outside of the corn?
Husks.
Okay.
H-U-S-K.
Okay. And what about the stuff that grows sort of between?
Silk.
Okay, is that so? You mentioned beans. Some people grow beans up here.
Well, yeah, he had string beans.
Okay.
And then he had those snow potatoes or whatever, those real thin, not potatoes, peas.
Okay.
Snow peas.
Yeah. They're kind of like in a pod.
Just kind of flat.
Okay. Do you know of anybody else that grows beans, different kinds of beans, or is string beans is what you get up here?
I don't think many try it because you don't get much of a crop.
Yeah.
And we freeze early in June. We freeze any time in June.
Uh-huh.
We freeze early and we get a frost in August. We really don't have much of a growing season.
Less than 60 days.
Well, about that.
A 50-day growing season.
Turn around and summer's gone.
So I guess you don't grow much fruit up here.
Oh, no.
Any that you know of?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay, so not even like something like apples.
Now, down in, let's see, I was going to say Buena Vista, but I don't know if they have.